Boeing's plan to acquire McDonnell Douglas represents the largest aerospace merger in the nation's history. The deal would mean that Boeing would have only one rival in the commercial jet market. In the military market, Boeing overnight becomes a leading player. NPR's Wendy Kaufman reports from Seattle.
Over the past several years, the number of companies in the nation's aerospace industry has shrunk dramatically. Lockheed no longer produces commercial jets, and if this deal is approved, McDonnell Douglas will no longer sell planes. In the defense industry, there were roughly 10 companies competing a decade ago. Today, there are far fewer. Bob Paulson of McKinsey & Company explains.
The industry is probably operating at 40% utilization. That is, 60% of the capacity is idle. And that creates substantial costs. It makes the remaining products much more expensive. Recognizing that, the government, particularly led by the Defense Department, has been trying to encourage a consolidation in the defense industry.
The consolidations, he says, began in the late 1980s.
What you saw was two waves of major deals. There was the diversified companies cashing out, like General Dynamics, General Electric, Ford, etc. The second wave was the core aerospace companies, Boeing, McDonnell Douglas. They didn't want to go into toasters and fashion clothing. They wanted to stay in aerospace, so they had to double up.
Until the deal announced yesterday, Lockheed Martin was the undisputed king of the defense industry. If the Boeing-McDonnell union is approved, the new Boeing would be in the same competitive league. Right now, Boeing's business is about three-quarters commercial aircraft, one-quarter defense and space. McDonnell Douglas has just the opposite mix. McDonnell Douglas's strength lies squarely in defense, and by acquiring the company, Boeing would get that expertise and its contracts overnight. The death knell for McDonnell Douglas as a viable independent company may well have been cast a few weeks ago, when the Pentagon eliminated the company from the competition to build the next generation of fighter jet. McDonnell Douglas had described that contract, the biggest one in Pentagon history, as a must-win for the company. The two remaining competitors for the Joint Strike Fighter are Lockheed Martin and Boeing. The deal between Boeing and McDonnell Douglas will now face the scrutiny of both company shareholders and government regulators. Stockholders are likely to approve the deal. The regulators are likely to have a lot of questions. But based on the Pentagon's push for consolidation, experts, including NYU's Lawrence White, say the deal is likely to be viewed favorably.
My guess is the Pentagon will bless this thing, and that's going to carry a lot of weight. There is this problem of commercial aircraft.
The economics professor explains that while McDonnell Douglas has said it no longer considers itself a major player in commercial aircraft, serious questions will have to be addressed. Still, the fact that McDonnell Douglas won only 5% of the world's commercial aircraft orders this year lends credence to the company's argument. Boeing has about 60% of the world market for commercial jets, and Europe's Airbus has about 25-30%. Professor White, a former government antitrust official, says when regulators look at markets and market share, they consider what the product is.
I think for this particular product, it's best looked at, and I think they would look at it, as a global market. Maybe all you need is two producers of commercial aircraft to be, quote, competitive, unquote. That's a very tough question. It's not an easy one to resolve.
If the deal is approved quickly, as company officials hope, Boeing and McDonnell Douglas plan to complete their merger by the middle of next year. In Seattle, this is Wendy Kaufman reporting.